With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 1986, a busy year for the San Francisco writer Herbert Gold. The publishing house of Donald Fine has issued two books by the prolific Ohio-born writer, a collection of short stories called Lovers and Cohorts, and a novel, A Girl of 40. In addition, Gold spent a lot of time in Haiti researching an article for Playboy magazine.
I saw a man cut up and thrown on a fire. This man was a malfaiteur, an evildoer. He was a loup-garou, which means a werewolf. And so he was killed by the people. Approximately 100 people were involved in his killing, with a trumpet blowing.
But Herbert Gold says the Haitian mob did not cut up their victim out of cruelty.
Because he was a werewolf, they had to do that, otherwise he could put himself back together. In other words, they were trying to prevent his coming back after he was dead.
Herbert Gold has traipsed the world as a journalist.
Well, I'm a peaceful, four-eyed, middle-aged novelist, and yet I found myself now, and I guess this happens if you live long enough, in five different wars or revolutions.
In his latest novel, A Girl of 40, Herbert Gold writes of a journalism professor whose romantic relationship with a sexually liberated woman provokes a hostile and ultimately tragic response by the woman's teenage son. The voices of self-indulgent Californians sing out in A Girl of 40, especially in the book's party scenes.
There is a great deal of white wine and brie life in San Francisco. You know, writers are sponges. You have an experience once, and it ramifies out.
A Girl of 40 is an important novel by Herbert Gold. It's recommended reading. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Herbert Gold is the author of more than 20 books of fiction and nonfiction, including the immensely popular Fathers. In his brilliant novel, A Girl of 40, Herbert Gold brings back a character who has appeared in earlier stories, a journalism professor named Frank Curtis.
I first thought I was just writing a short story about a morose, middle-aged man who meets a very sexy and charming girl of 40.
But as Herbert Gold began writing, he started to give greater depth to this girl of 40, Suki, and her teenaged son, Peter.
I saw Frank getting involved with Suki. Suki being the kind of free spirit, the other word for that would be promiscuous, person that she is. What does that do to her son, who witnesses the parade of men in and out of their breakfast nook in the morning?
The son, Peter, intelligent, handsome, articulate, proves to be a decidedly disturbed adolescent.
Any adolescent will strike out at the one he loves most. You know, each man kills the thing he loves. It's particularly true of adolescent kids. Whom do they hate most? Their mothers and their fathers.
Peter falsely accuses Frank of seducing him, thus setting the stage for a tragedy that seems to be inevitable.
I tried to see where Peter could come out, and it seemed to me that he was just supremely, sublimely self-destructive.
Herbert Gold is a native of Cleveland, Ohio, but after a quarter of a century in San Francisco, speaks with as much authority about his adopted city as a lifelong Californian. Donald Fine has published A Girl of 40, as well as a recent collection of short stories by Herbert Gold titled Lovers and Cohorts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I've been in San Francisco a quarter of a century now. That makes me a native son of the Golden West. So I feel as if I should be wearing leather boots and a fringe jacket and be called Lucky or Slim or Tex.
That's novelist Herbert Gold, one of America's most prolific and sometimes overlooked writers. He's the author of Fathers and Family. Gold's latest novel is A Girl of 40, which is set in San Francisco.
There must be 250 convicted book writers in the San Francisco Bay Area, at least, if you count poets, more. At the same time, there isn't really a literary community. There's nothing to bring them together. There's no Don Swaim. There are a few publishers, but you don't have that whole literary scene of agents, publishers, review media.
Herbert Gold says that as a writer, he works 24 hours a day, even when he's not actually putting words to paper.
My real ideal is to get up at dawn and write before anybody gets up to have breakfast, and when the air is clean and the soul is pure.
Gold says that as he begins to write a story, he never knows how it will end.
I find it hard to write a book, almost impossible to write a book, if I know how it's going to come out, because I lose interest. It's like falling in love and knowing exactly what's going to happen next.
In A Girl of 40, Herbert Gold writes of an uneasy relationship between a free spirit named Suki and a journalism teacher named Frank Curtis, who is Gold's alter ego in many respects.
It's not Herbert Gold, because Frank, for example, has no children. I have five. Frank is a slightly failed professor of journalism. I consider myself a fairly successful novelist and journalist. He's a gloomy wasp. I'm a cheerful Jew.
Herbert Gould's intelligent novel, A Girl of 40, was published by Donald Fine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.